let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Are you in need of God's intervention in your life? If you are, then Deliverance for the Saved by Pastor Donatus Okafor should be your manual. In this book, you will learn practical ways of living a fulfilled life as a Christian. Bishop Okafor, trained as an economist and statistician, began his call to the ministry in 1999 when he founded Divine Touch Deliverance Ministries, Botswana in South Africa. A small beginning in the heart of the capital city, pastoring a small congregation of four members. Within 3 months, the number grew beyond 150 and two other branches within the country. In 2001, another branch was opened in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. 2003, God moved Bishop Okafor to Aberdeen, Scotland, United Kingdom. Divine Touch Ministries Worldwide was incorporated in January of 2005, and in 2009, another branch was opened in Montgomery, Alabama. Bishop Okafor has traveled around the globe as a result of Deliverance. Together with his wife, Pastor Bernadette, he oversees Divine Touch Ministries Worldwide. An author, renowned conference speaker, and expounded preacher, honored by the Alabama House of Representatives, the city of Montgomery, Alabama, and in 2012, the Episcopal Fellowship of Bishops, through Connecting the Body of Christ Fellowship Incorporated, consecrated Dr. Okafor an Episcopal Bishop. Dr. Donatus Okafor, the author of Deliverance for the Saved, joins us now on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
It's a very important book that you've written, and it's receiving excellent reviews. Obviously, a very talented author. Talk about what motivates you as an author. What is it that gives you the inspiration to write, in particular this book, Deliverance for the Saved?
Yes, thank you for the question, Rick. What motivated me to write Deliverance for the Saved was seeing the life Christians live. You know, when we profess Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, many a times people expect things to happen overnight, I mean quickly. But unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. So when I looked at the way people have been going through, what they have been going through in life, believers, Christians, dedicated and committed Christians, but nothing really is working in their lives, meaning they profess Christ as Lord and personal Savior, but their lives are not changed. And when I see that, I know the foundational problem, the foundational cause of that, which is deliverance. That's deliverance that can solve that. So when someone is in bondage, such a person may have confessed Jesus, or rather may still be a Christian, but his life is still not changed. The only way to get that person out of such is through deliverance. And deliverance is fighting for the person's life, fighting for restoration, fighting for healing. Even though many a times we talk about healing without us knowing that healing and deliverance go hand in hand. When you see someone who is going through chronic problem, chronic sickness, like at times you see in the family, for instance, a family that is always, you see people in the family that have cancer or high blood pressure. So it's in the blood, which the medical understands that. Now, for us that are in the spiritual side, we understand the cause and the effect of things. So deliverance comes in to uproot what is there, which medically people don't really understand that. Or scientifically.
Yes.
Jesus says, every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be uprooted. So plants he is talking about are sicknesses, bondages, problems, failure, disappointment, which many a times they are the undertone of what we see in the outside. So, but when such is addressed spiritually, then the outside effect will be seen. And that's why I came up with the deliverance, because seeing that happening to people, that made me to start putting this in writing, because I see the behavior of people, the character of some people, how they are disappointed, even though they are Christians. And those that I have ministered deliverance on, I see results. Their life changes. So, I mean, their life always changes. And because such happens, then I know that this has to do with spiritual issues. So because of that, I put it in a book. And I started writing this book right from 2000. Actually, that was 2001 when I was still in Holland. But eventually, it was published in 2009. So I will leave it here, Rick. Probably along the way, we'll be able to discuss more on this. So thank you.
Well, yes, and what a legacy that you're leaving, because as you're going through the checklist of things that we all encounter in life, this book has application for all of us. We can all learn something. It's a life-altering book for so many people, and it can be for you as well. The book is Deliverance for the Saved. Our guest is the author, Pastor Donatus Okafor. That's O-K-A-F-O-R. His website is deliveranceforthesaved.com. You'll find the book at Amazon, readersmagnet.com, all of the usual places, and all of that, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I sensed a little bit of this in your voice, that this is just another way to reach people. What makes you passionate about being an author and having this platform?
Is similar to what I said before. Having a platform for this definitely connects you to those who are established already, but they are still looking for something to hang on to.
Yes.
And the legacy, like I said, in my book, I always look at what will I leave behind? What will I tell those who are coming after me that this is what I did, that when I go, when I leave this earth, at least people will remember me. That is exactly what this book is all about. Because anything that we do or we live by, when we leave this earth, people will always look back on that. And that's why I know that with this book, Deliverance for the Saved, because many times we believe when somebody is saved, he is completely free from attack, from sickness, from any kind of thing, which is not true. And as a matter of fact, when somebody becomes a believer or a born-again Christian, that person becomes a target to the enemy. So now, when you know that, you will count it all joy, everything that you go through, knowing that God takes us through these trials, these tests, in order for us to come out better than the way we were by entering into that problem, what we call problem. But for God, it's not a problem. It's a test, preparation, training. So deliverance for the saved helps the saved to get out from bondage and be able to live a fruitful life. A fruitful life. So this gives me a platform to engage people at different spheres of life, telling them this is what God can do for you. Even if you are sick, there is a way out. Even if you're under attack, there is a way out. And this is the way. Using the scripture, by making use of this, even if somebody is taking medication, then it will assimilate more. It will get to the person. The body becomes receptive. So in that case, you can't just die prematurely. You can't just say, God, I don't know what is happening. Before you know it, you are gone. No. Because the enemy will not take out your life unless God permits that. But remember, Jesus brought this up to us in the book of Matthew, chapter 18 and verse 18. It says, whatsoever things we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatsoever things we lose on earth is loosed in heaven. So he's talking about deliverance there. That's deliverance. Binding and losing is deliverance. It's not just ordinary intercessory prayer or meditation. And deliverance has to do with openly rebuking the enemy, rebuking what you are going through. I mean, what somebody is going through, like people who go through depression. Deliverance helps to give them hope. And when they come out from that, then they will understand exactly what the Lord has done for them from the beginning, from inception, from creation. Because God never created anybody to be sick. But along the line, the body may be weak. The body begins to deteriorate. And if someone gets under attack, then that person can go into serious depression. But deliverance brings us out of that. So, like I said, as we continue to discuss, I believe God will help us to get more things out of this book.
The book is called Deliverance for the Saved. In the book, you will learn practical ways of living a fulfilled life as a Christian. The author is Bishop Donatus Okafor, O-K-A-F-O-R. Book available a number of places. I'll send you to his website, deliverancefortheSaved.com. Boy, the time is going by so quickly, and I knew that it would. And this is a powerful book that is helping so many people worldwide. Bishop, when did you first realize you wanted to be a writer that gave you sort of the inspiration that, okay, this is another way that I can reach out and help people?
That's a good question, Rick. And that was when I was in Holland, 2001, early 2001. I used to write journals in my teaching. People used to come from like Rotterdam and some other suburbs in Holland, coming to Amsterdam, because I was living in Amsterdam with my family. I used to write journals, and I give them out, until someone told me, asked me, why can't I put these journals I'm writing into a book so that it will be permanent? People can take them home and then read, and it becomes like a manual. So that's when I thought of it. I said what he was saying was true. So I started putting all together, and it took me some years, even though it's a very short and small book, but it's a compact book, because reading through it and understanding it will take you some days, if not weeks, for you to understand fully, because a lot is put together, which I know if I take the contents of the book, I can use each content for a book and write even more volumes from each content, but I brought everything together so that churches who are looking for deliverance, they can use this like a manual. And that's why even in Alabama and beyond, a lot of churches here in Montgomery, actually, almost every church uses it, and Alabama. And because we are on Amazon and Barnes and Noble, I know a lot of people that have written, just like the review, they will tell you the importance of this book. It has helped so many to get to where they are today, knowing the meaning and the... So I really thank God for this meeting, which is this interview, Rick. So I thank God for what you are doing, really.
Well, you're welcome, because this is really important. And what's nice, and I read so many people that have a copy of Deliverance for the Saved, and it's sort of a reference book. It's a book they can go to when things get difficult. They can go back and read through what you had written. The book is Deliverance for the Saved by Pastor Donatus Okafor, O-K-A-F-O-R. Book, as Pastor just mentioned, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places, and information on his website, deliverancefortheSaved.com. We'll have that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Time going quickly. I want to talk a little bit about, boy, you are touching so many lives in so many different ways. What's a work schedule like for you when you're writing? How do you have time to write? And as you just mentioned, this wasn't just sitting down at a computer for a couple of days and putting this together. This took a number of years and a number of edits going back and making it easy to read, making it relatable, making it understandable. What's your schedule like when you are writing?
It's not an easy schedule, to be honest. Right now. I know I've written the second book, which is an extension of this first, Deliverance for the Saved, Part 2. And there are other books I've gone halfway, a lot of them. But because of what I do, I come to the office, I do counseling, I mean spiritual counseling. I do the same deliverance, and I travel a lot. I do crusades, just like in U.S. here. We have done 3 crusades, one in Pensacola, Florida, another one in Jacksonville, Florida, and then Atlanta, Georgia. This happened in less than 2 months, a month plus.
Wow.
And next month, which is the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of October, we'll be in Miami, another crusade. And November 27th, actually 26, 27, and 28th, I will be in Nigeria. I'm doing a crusade in Nigeria, a major crusade over there, which my mentor, Reverend Pastor Amuse, Patrick Amuse, that's the one that trained me. He's hosting me in Nigeria. So it's going to be a major, major event. That will be in November. And here, even this week, I'm hosting Bishop Joshua Simeon from South Africa, which is Cape Town in South Africa. So we'll be running the program here from Friday, this Friday, which is tomorrow night, and then Saturday evening, Sunday morning, and Sunday evening. And we'll be ordaining 14 ministers because of what God has been doing here. So we are spreading. And why we are spreading is because of the leading of God. We do what we call drive-in service. So we have a massive place where people come from. People drive from different states coming down to Montgomery for service. So this has kept me busy. Like you said, my schedule is not easy. But God gives me the strength. I find myself in the office almost 24 hours. I can count number of hours I sleep in my house. So, but I thank God for the strength. So God has been faithful in making this happen. That's my schedule.
That's an amazing schedule. I need an energy bar just to hear what your schedule is. I can't imagine what it's like to actually be going out there and touching so many people. With us on the program is Pastor Donatus Okafor, O-K-A-F-O-R. The book is Deliverance for the Saved. His website is deliveranceforthesaved.com. A few minutes left in the program. I want to talk about ideas for your books, and I'm sure you have so many ideas. Probably every day gives you different ideas that you could write about. How do you gather the information and decide when you want to write a book and what you want the contents to be?
Most of the idea comes from revelation. When I pray, what I normally do after prayers, I put a worship song. So in the worship, I listen and I see. So God begins to show me a lot of things. And while showing me, I'll be writing them down. So that's how I've been doing, actually. The directions we've been following in the church, they all come through revelation. Even though I still read some books written by some people, I read the Bible, but mainly the Bible and the revelation. That's what I depend on. That's how I gather the information that I put together in this book.
How many books have you written, and is there one that's a particular favorite? I sort of hate to ask that because I'm sure they all have special meaning, but maybe one that you feel like this book really is special. How many books have you written?
Only 2 books that I've finished, but the rest are halfway, three-quarter. There are many which I've not even finished, but I only finished 2, which is Deliverance for the Saved 1 and Deliverance for the Saved 2, because my concentration is on deliverance. Deliverance, prayer, and healing, but mainly deliverance. That's where I'm called. That's why I put my concentration on, which is deliverance.
This book is Deliverance for the Saved. The website is deliveranceforthesaved.com. You talked about book 2. Is book 2 available? If not, when will it be available?
It's available already. It's available. We still have it. That's why when I do programs, I present both of them. So the Deliverance for the Saved part 2 is an extension of part 1. So it has more of testimonies, the part 2 of it. But we have a lot of life testimonies, so we'll have more of them in part 2.
And all of this information you'll find at Bishop's website, deliveranceforthesaved.com. What has this been like for you? Got a couple minutes left here in writing these books and reaching out to all of these people. And it's not just here in the United States, it's worldwide. And you get feedback and you get people say, Bishop, you've actually changed my life. Your book has changed my life. I'm a better person. I'm a better family member. What's it like being able to do this and touch lives in such a positive way?
Is amazing. That's the joy I derive when I see people say that this book changed their lives. When I hear the testimony, that's why, like I said, part two of it is mainly the testimony. We have prayed for people, we have taken people to deliverance. Those who were really, really sick, like cancer, God healed them. There's a particular one in, actually, they are in both books, which is one of our members whom God healed from AIDS, the HIV. He's been in that situation for more than 20 years until God brought him to Divine Touch Ministries and we took him through deliverance. And after, initially, she had the virus, 46,000 load, virus load. After the deliverance, it came down to below 20, which is undetectable. And that is what Amazing. Brought the church to the limelight, because he was being taken to different cities, giving the testimony. So that is actually what gives me joy. When I see people like that, that God delivers through this book, through this book, it gives me happiness and joy. And that is encouraging to even those of us that are believers, so that we see that there is nothing that God cannot do, no situation that cannot be handled by God, if you believe, that when faith comes in. So I thank God for that. The impact it has on people, that's the major joy that I derive from it.
And all of the sleepless nights are worth it when you see the work and how it's touching people in a positive way. I want to take just a second here at the end to talk about Reader's Magnet. You've been working with them and getting the book published. Just touched on getting a book published, because that's a whole different skill set out there, isn't it? Now there's the business side. You've got the ideas. Now you need to do the business part of it. You need to do the marketing. What's it been like getting the book published and working with Reader's Magnet?
That would be awesome, because I've been with Reader's Magnet for some years now. I mean, I've gone through a lot of interviews. I would say at least 4 or 5 interviews before yours. So, and they have kept me going, just like I've kept them going. So they have been expanding. So they always talk to me about what is going on. So I will be happy to work with them, not only spiritual, but in business side, like you said. So that will be an opportunity for us to work hand in hand with each other, help each other, so that the world will be a better place.
Well, it is because of what you've done, and I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the program today. Our guest has been Bishop Donatus Okafor. That's Okafor. The book is called Deliverance for the Saved. The bishop's website is deliverancefortheSaved.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Bishop, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Time has gone by way too quickly, because you used hours rather than minutes to talk about all that you're doing and the lives that you're touching. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You're welcome, sir. You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And once again, the book is Deliverance for the Saved by Pastor Donatus Okafor. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.